I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political turmoil in Iraq reflects a wider battle for control in the Middle East. Fadi Sharaya with MENA Leadership Center says,
this is a clear impact of the proxy war in Iraq as it is happening in Yemen, Lebanon, as it is happening in Libya, unfortunately.
Attacks on various political institutions in Iraq fill the headlines continuously. Gunmen attacked a Kurdish leader last week, mere days after twin explosions rocked Kurdish-owned banks in Baghdad. Some believers leave Iraq and find a safer place to call home. Others sacrifice everything to serve the Lord.
They are going through a lot. I was talking to one of my friends over there. He's a leader in one of the big churches in Iraq. And he was saying that at this point, I feel that ministry needs me more than anything else.
From Iraq, we turn to superheroes. 2022 marks the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man, and Marvel Comics is celebrating its most iconic hero with a new volume arriving in April. Spider-Man first appeared on the big screen in 2002, and Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
there's a great quote in that first movie. To me, it is a challenge for all of us. Here's what he said. For me to live an ordinary life is no longer an option.
Hutchcraft lists four reasons why ordinary can no longer be the status quo for believers, including you and me.
This is Mission Network News, where you hear all the time about what God is doing in mission and on mission all around the world. Well, let's bring the mission down to first person singular. Let's bring it down to me and to you, our personal Mission Network.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.